Greetings once again from St. Michael's Broadcast, and we continue today with the urgent prophecies of the end times that have come to us through the intercession of the Mother of God. And we say end times because we are in the last days just before the second coming. The signs of the times certainly speak for themselves. In the past 40 years, we have seen a radical departure from the traditional values that were once the hallmark of our Christian society. It would be no exaggeration to say that we are witnessing the rapid decline and fall of our civilization. But a very concerned Jesus and Mary have come to the fore at this last hour to enlighten our path. Beginning in 1970, Our Lady and Our Lord would appear for 25 years at the Holy Grounds of Bayside in New York and deliver a number of earth-shaking prophecies that are about to unfold in our time. The apparition was specifically to Veronica Lucan, a wife and mother of five from the New York area who was chosen to be heaven's messenger in these last times. As Our Lady has said, God the Father is making ready to intervene upon the world with a great celestial warning. This will be an explosive cataclysm from the heavens that will serve to alert the world to the impending wrath of God to come if the world doesn't take heed of this warning. This event is recorded in Holy Scripture. I quote where it says, "And the heaven passed away as a scroll that is rolled up, and every mountain and the islands were moved out of their places." That's from Apocalypse 6:14. The Gospel speaks of that frightful day soon when we will see, quote, "men withering away for fear, an expectation of what shall come upon the whole world, for the powers of heaven shall be moved." And that's from Luke 21:26. We are going to listen to a recorded segment of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 12, 1976, concerning this great warning that is coming. What you'll hear is Veronica's voice, but it is the Virgin Mary speaking through her.
"My children, you must pray more, do much penance, for the warning is coming upon mankind. There will be a tremendous explosion, and the sky shall roll back like a scroll. This force shall go within the very core of the human. He will understand his offenses to his God. However, this warning will be of short duration, and many shall continue upon their road to perdition. So hard are the hearts hardened now, my child."
You're listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, and we've been listening to a recorded segment of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from the Virgin Mary on June 12, 1976. Yes, the warning must be given, because man has failed to recognize the lesser warnings that God has sent us. For instance, back on October 6, 1972, Our Lady said, quote, "Science will not have a cure for the plague that will be sent upon your country." And sure enough, this came to pass with AIDS. Or on October 6, 1978, she predicted another Vietnam, when she said, "The United States will become involved and be asked to send more young to be slaughtered in foreign lands." And indeed, we see this happening right now. Or back in the 70s, Our Lady revealed that many clergy had fallen to sins of the flesh, lamenting those pastors who, quote-unquote, scandalized the children. And now, 30 years later, we see this surfacing in the news and getting worse. The latest reports about Cardinal Mahoney's diocese in Los Angeles is no fib, we can assure you. Now, the message has made repeated predictions of two great earthquakes to strike the east and west coast of the United States. It was on October 5, 1985, that reference was first made to these two quakes when Jesus said, quote, "The earthquakes will increase in volume. California shall be struck. New York shall be struck." On March 18, 1989, the Blessed Mother spoke on the coming earthquake to California when she said, quote, "Another area that shall be shaken will be California. There is a great split in the earth that is widening. This is not generally being given to you in your news tabloids. They are trying to lull you to complacency." Again, on June 17, 1989, it was stated that, quote, "There will be earthquakes in many places. The present ones have been nothing compared to what will happen next. There will be a great earthquake in the Los Angeles area and also New York." Unquote. With the 6.7 earthquake that rocked the L.A. area in January 1994, some had conceived hopes that perhaps L.A.'s earthquake woes were finally over, but not so. On Monday, January 17th, which was the day of the tremor, the Blessed Virgin appeared to Veronica and told her, "Do not be overly concerned at this time, for it is only the beginning of the sorrows." Hence, it was apparent that we hadn't seen anything yet. In a word, Our Lady was saying that our earthquake woes had just begun, and that the world in general is now proceeding into a very crucial period of tribulation, with the major prophecies of heaven about to unfold. This calls to mind the passage of the Gospel where Jesus says, "There will be pestilences and famines and earthquakes in places. Now all these are the beginnings of sorrows." Matthew 24:7-8. Hence, the January 94 quake was just a mere foreshock of what is yet to come to LA and to the world in general. The quakes and elemental disturbances are increasing as part of the overall plan of God to now awaken the world to the urgency of our times. Our Lady echoed this urgency on May 30th, 1981, when she said, quote, "Earthquakes in your country, the United States, extending up through Canada, earthquakes in places never before known to exist or the possibility of, and they will know that it comes but from the hand of God." And in fact, we have witnessed an increase of earth tremors in recent years in areas not particularly known for earthquakes: Wyoming, Pennsylvania, Maryland, upstate New York, Canada, just to mention a few. These are signs, warnings from God. And when we consider the particular circumstances of each, the hand of God becomes all the more evident. For instance, the epicenter of the powerful January 94 quake in LA was in a district of Northridge, just north of Los Angeles, which happens to be the hub for the nation's X-rated video industry, with nearly 70 companies there that were cranking out over 95% of the nation's pornographic videos. In fact, the LA Times at that time had referred to that area as, quote-unquote, the map of shame. As one might expect, several of the companies were heavily damaged or destroyed in the quake, including the giant of the industry, VCA Pictures, which was totaled. Or you may recall back to October 17, 1989, when people from around the globe were tuning in their TV sets for the World Series in San Francisco. The game was about to start when suddenly San Francisco was struck with a deadly 7.1 earthquake. It was like the finger of God censoring San Francisco before the world for its immorality and its homosexual lifestyle. God made sure the eyes of the world were on San Francisco before he did what he had to do. It certainly stands as a sign for the world, and can serve as a warning for the people of LA, since Jesus has now predicted a great earthquake to strike the Los Angeles area. Our Lady often complains that we are insensitive to these signs that God sends, that they go by unnoticed. Another example, again, would be Los Angeles, June 28, 1992. This was Gay Sunday in Southern California, with various marches and parades going on for the cause, and Cardinal Mahoney allowed the homosexuals to rent out the cathedral so they could have a gay concert inside the cathedral to raise money for their gay awareness program. Seems a little bit unthinkable, but anyway, the day progressed as planned. The gays paraded their shame down the streets of Hollywood, and they had their concert inside of God's cathedral. But that morning, a powerful 7.4 earthquake rocked the entire Southern California area. In fact, it was the largest earthquake recorded anywhere on Earth that year. It was known as the Landris Quake. Now, it didn't do any major damage in LA because it was centered out in the desert 150 miles east of LA. But nonetheless, it was a very ominous, nauseous sort of rock and rolling quake. As if the good Lord is saying, "You are trying my patience. I'm watching you from afar. And the next time, the epicenter is going to be right in town." If it could speak, it would say something like that. Now, Our Lady says that all prophecy given is conditional to man's response, meaning that if we work now to restore traditional values to our society and to the church, these clouds of impending doom will literally blow away. However, the present conditions on earth, in LA, New York, and other places, do not give us any logical reason to believe that a reprieve from God is coming our way. One of the reasons we bring this up, too, is because seismologists right now are predicting a major earthquake for the Southern California area sometime this September or fall. The seismic activity right now along the San Andreas Fault reportedly has seismologists on alert. They are tapping down deep into the earth, and reportedly their instruments are going wacky. Now, the San Andreas Fault is that great split in the earth mentioned by Our Lady in the message of March 1989, which she says is widening. And this has been widening for a number of years, and now it looks like it's getting ready to break apart. Something's going to give any time. And so Our Lady is reminding us that our only safety right now in the face of these coming disasters is to have recourse to the message from heaven. Jesus and Mary have given us some simple steps by which to prepare ourselves for the coming earthquakes, cataclysms, and eventual return of Christ to earth. We are asked now to keep a crucifix attached to the outside of each door to our homes. Jesus has given his promise that all who keep the crucifix upon their doors will escape the earthquakes, quote, with little damage or none at all. We are also asked to say the rosary each day, the 15 decades, wear the brown scapulars and our other sacramentals, meaning the St. Benedict medal, the miraculous medal of Our Lady, and a crucifix, and avoid all occasions of sin right now. Try to lead good and sincere lives. And with that, too, we are asked to observe the Ten Commandments. He who breaks one of them breaks all of them. We are now asked to keep within our homes a good supply of canned food, water, blankets, and candles. The water is to be stored in tight containers and pre-boiled ahead of time. If you'd like to receive more information on how to prepare for these apocalyptic times, simply write to us. You can send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, and upon request, we'll send you a 2-inch wooden crucifix that you can place upon your doors. And when you write, you might ask for our 4-page color leaflet on the coming warning, because no doubt the approach of this warning is going to trigger a lot of this seismic activity, because the warning will be caused by the approach of a comet. Our Lady has stated that the ball of redemption, this fiery comet from God, is approaching our planet. And with the approach of this, there will be other approaching asteroids and cosmic particles. You know, they say, if there's crumbs on the table, it must mean there's a cake around. In fact, another interesting point to bring up is that astronomers are stating that this September 29th, a large asteroid is going to make a near brush by the Earth, which in their estimation will be historic. This is another point of observation that has scientists on alert right now, because as one scientist stated, if a piece of this thing breaks off and goes into the ocean, it can cause massive tidal waves. Another interesting point is that the scientists have named this asteroid St. Michael, because somehow they have learned that this is the feast of St. Michael in the Catholic Church, September 29th. You're listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, and we've been discussing today Heaven's prediction about a great earthquake to come to the L.A. area. Now, we're not saying that the great quake is going to hit the L.A. area this fall. This is what the scientists are saying, some of them. But what we are saying is that it's been scheduled and that it's coming to L.A. Because this is the message that Heaven gave to us back in 1989. This message is of apocalyptic import. Like 9/11, this will shake the entire world, not just L.A. So Heaven was alerting us to this disaster with the hopes that we might respond favorably and be ready for this eventuality. This was an act of mercy on the part of God. Because after all, Jesus and Mary don't have to give us these particulars that there's going to be a disaster in this or that area. So if they do, we certainly want to take advantage of it and pass this information on to the people so they can at least have that chance to be ready and perhaps even avert the coming quake. So the workers for Our Lady in Los Angeles, which I coordinated at the time, decided to place a large ad in the Los Angeles Times in order to alert the people of that area to Heaven's warning. And the response was rather enthusiastic. Several hundred letters came in. And as a little cherry on the cake, we got a call from KFI Radio, that's the big 50,000-watt channel in Los Angeles that covers all of Southern California. And they wanted us to come on the Tom Likas show and talk about Heaven's warning to L.A. So the date was set. That was January 29th, 1990. The show host, Tom Likas, at the time, was openly professed as being an atheist, and he seemed to have a reputation for targeting traditional Catholics, but as it turns out, it was actually a pretty interesting show, and I think Mr. Likas even learned a few things about the Catholic faith. So we're going to hear a little bit of this now, and then we'll pick it up from there after.
I am excited to be here this afternoon because there's so much to talk about, and joining me in our first segment, it's David Martin. He is a coordinator for an organization called Our Lady's Workers. And David, I welcome you to the program today.
Thank you for having me on.
We invited you today because of an ad that appeared in the Los Angeles Times that says, and I'll read the headline here, Jesus and Mary predict great earthquake for the Los Angeles area. It says the subheadline here, Heaven offers solution to avoid death, injury, and damage. What is this all about?
The prophecy of the coming earthquake to Southern California is a particular point of prophecy in the message of the Virgin Mary, which particularly concerns us all at this time, and so we want to bring this matter into focus in our promotions.
When is this earthquake going to take place?
It's going to take place very soon.
When?
We can't tell you that.
Why not?
We are not to prepare out of fear. In other words, Jesus and Mary want us to respond to their message with a desire of following the message, not to act out of fear, because then it will not be genuine. But they give us this much knowledge so that we will be prompted to the urgency. There are many more things that are going to happen, not just the earthquake. Those that take her for her word will absolutely be spared, not only during the earthquakes, but during all the coming tribulations.
You believe that?
Absolutely.
But you haven't gotten the message directly. Why do you believe it?
I am a promoter of the message. I have been to the grounds. I've been there since 1980.
And How come you haven't been given this information?
Because I have not been chosen by God to be a prophet or a seer. I am simply a messenger, a disciple, if you will.
Why do you have a reason to believe Veronica Lukin?
That's like saying, how do you know there is a God, you know?
Is she a God, too?
No,
well, then why would you
not
believe in what she says? Maybe she's crazy.
Because the great lesson in Bible history is he who hears the prophets hears God. He who rejects the prophets rejects God. You must listen to the prophets that God sends when he's warning the world in any time in history.
Let's continue with Maria, a first-time caller from San Marino on KFI. Hello.
Hello, this is Maria.
Hi.
Hi. I just want to say that when God wants to warn his people, he sent in the past many prophets, but now he sent his mother to warn the world. And I want to read what Our Lady said in her message in February 1st, 77. She said, "Charity shall grow cold in the hearts of many. Many shall become more and more lovers of pleasure, lovers of self, no longer recognizing sin until sin has become a way of life among you. Fear shall grip the hearts of many, as evil shall be accepted as good."
Yeah, stop right there. Is this 77 A.D. or 1977 A.D.?
It's 1977.
Well, wait, and where did this information come from?
Well, this is the message of Our Lady de Roses.
Yeah, but where did it come from?
Well, she's obviously referring to the message given from the Virgin to Veronica.
Is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
Well, you should be specific about that.
I'm sorry.
There's no need to continue reading this quotation. What's your point?
My point is that people will be saved by following God's message given by the Blessed Virgin Mary.
So you're just saying, are you just taking a long time to say that you agree with the guest? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Yes, I am. And
let's continue with Cheryl in Torrance on KFI. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm just having a problem with, okay, all my life, I have been in the most bizarre predicaments. You would not believe some of them. And I believe that, yeah, I could have been gone a number of times.
Let me ask you something. Were you baptized a Catholic?
Yeah, I was baptized Catholic, but
okay,
baptismal
I have to bring out one point of the message. Now, Jesus and Mary have told us that all those who have been privileged to be baptized a Roman Catholic must die practicing Roman Catholics or they can never enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, that does not apply to those who were not baptized. If you were never baptized a Catholic, you are not under the same obligation.
This is according to Veronica.
This is official church dogma.
David.
You
David.
Are a Catholic by definition.
This woman in the last conversation said she was baptized Catholic, but she doesn't really follow as proscribed and believes in the King James Version of the Bible and doesn't go to church, that kind of thing. You said that because she was baptized Catholic, she is a Catholic. Now,
yes, it's like a person that's married. They can get divorced and marry five other people, but in the eyes of God, they are still married to the first person and will be judged as such.
I was baptized a Catholic. I can assure you I am not a Catholic.
They are Catholic by names, I suppose you can put it that way, but they have been given the seal of baptism, and if they don't live up to their baptismal calling, which is to, you know, renounce the world and the sin and the flesh, if they don't live up to that and follow the teachings of the church, well, then they cannot expect to be saved, no.
But what if they're good people in other ways?
The way you be a good people is by doing what God says.
Yeah, but according to you.
The good is defined by following the word of God.
So anyone born Catholic who converts becomes a Mormon and lives
there
without alcohol and caffeine and without tobacco and raises a good family and goes to church, they're going to hell.
Absolutely. One of the main concerns about Jesus and Mary today is the children of the world, because she says they are now victims of their elders, victims of parents, victims of lawmakers, even victims of clergy. Because
some of us were victims of baptism.
Well,
I was baptized Catholic against my will. Let me tell you.
Be careful about that one now. That falls into blasphemy, Mr. Likas.
Well, I have no problem being blasphemous because I have no belief in what you're talking about.
No, you obviously, this has struck a chord with you now.
No, I'm telling you, I resent the idea that you would say that I'm a Catholic. I am not a Catholic. I'm an atheist, and I don't care what you tell me.
You may be an atheist, but God gave you the gift of baptism, and so you...
No.
Oh, yes,
God had nothing to do with it.
Yes. Mr. Likas, sincerely, let me tell you this. All those, including you who were baptized, that was foreseen by God in all eternity. That was God's will He wanted you to be saved, and he wanted you to be part of his church.
Why doesn't it work the other way, though? I didn't choose to be baptized Catholic. I don't believe a word of it. And why can't I be considered not to be a Catholic because it was done against my will?
You didn't choose to be Catholic, but God chose you to be a Catholic. That's the whole point.
I don't think God
you don't have a choice.
Hell of a lot to do with
you
it.
You don't have a choice in the matter.
You are listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, and we've been listening to a recorded radio segment from some years back concerning the great earthquake coming to L.A. Perhaps it was more of a radio debate, I don't know. But the show certainly sparked an enthusiastic response throughout the area. However, the show triggered a small earthquake of its own at the Chancery Office of the Los Angeles Archdiocese. They heard the show and were dead determined to get us back on the show to do a follow-up with them. The way they were looking at it, this was unfinished business. So they called the station. Representing the Archdiocese was Father Gregory Coiro, who was the head of communications for the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, and he asked if we could do a second take with them together. So we scheduled a second take for 2 weeks later, and we're going to hear a little bit of this now, and we'll be back after.
And on that program, Mr. Martin talked about an earthquake kit that could, he said, protect you in the event of the next earthquake. And, of course, we know there'll be a big one here in Southern California, so a number of people were concerned, and we talked about it, we argued about it. And we also got a telephone call from a gentleman who's been a guest on this program before, Father Gregory Coiro. Coiro, okay. He's special assistant to the Office of Public Affairs at the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. And he had some disagreement with some of the things that were said on the program. And so we invited Father Coiro down here to meet with David Martin, and we could talk this out this afternoon. Welcome both of you to the program today.
Pleasure to be here.
Father Coiro, let's start with you. You heard the program. This it's a very large ad appeared in the Los Angeles Times, said you could be protected from the next great earthquake. Of course, we never found out exactly when that's going to be, and I thought the best way to protect yourself would be to know what the exact date is so we could all get out of town that day.
Can you imagine the traffic jam on the freeways that day?
Yeah, I don't think we'd be too polite with each other at that point, I have a feeling. But I understand you had some concerns about what was being voiced on the air at that time. We'd like to give you an opportunity to voice those.
Right. Thank you very much for allowing me to come on. The first thing I'd like to say is that I believe in truth in advertising. That ad that was in the Los Angeles Times gave every impression of being somehow connected with the Catholic Church. And in response to the ad that appeared in the Los Angeles Times, Archbishop Mahoney, Roger Mahoney of the Los Angeles Archdiocese, issued a statement in which he recounted the directives concerning these apparitions issued by Bishop McGovern of the Diocese of Brooklyn. And Archbishop Mahoney says that he makes these directives his own, and he says, quote, I encourage all of God's people in Southern California to dissociate themselves from these false revelations and superstitions. The idea that if you hang a crucifix on your door, you will survive damage or bodily harm in an earthquake is as superstitious as saying if you put a horseshoe over the door, you will survive an earthquake. And I think it's important for people to realize that the Catholic Church is a bona fide religion. We are not into charms and totems or superstitions such as carrying rabbit's foot or using religious articles.
Sir, a crucifix is not a rabbit's foot. That is the image of the living God. And the Church has always endorsed the veneration of crucifixes and the usage thereof for the protection of themselves and their homes. This is Catholic, what we're promoting.
No, it's not, because
you must not call this superstition over the air, because you are encouraging Catholics to look upon these with scoffery, with derision, in the same ways that the Pharisees looked upon Christ.
No,
you must not ridicule the things of faith like that. It's very dangerous.
I'm encouraging Catholics and all people to look upon religious symbols as what
they are. They're not symbols. They are sacramentals.
They are sacramentals.
They are blessed by God, and they, in fact, have the grace of God attached to them and can dispel evil. They are blessed by the Church, and they have grace attached.
But to receive grace, one must be properly disposed to receive it.
That is true.
Which brings me to my next point, which is the people who are involved in this movement are not properly disposed to receive the graces of the sacraments or of these sacramentals because of the fact that they are obdurate in their disobedience to legitimate church authority.
Which authority are you speaking of?
Well, first of all, there's the authority of the Bishop of Brooklyn, in whose diocese these events occur.
I understand, but you realize that the bishop's statement is not valid. It's not based on any kind of investigation, and I will challenge you with this statement. The Archdiocese of Brooklyn, New York, will...
It's not an archdiocese. It's a diocese suffragan to the Archdiocese of New York.
But the Diocese of Brooklyn will attest to the fact that they cannot provide you or anyone with any evidence of an investigation. In other words, a written account of any conversations that have ever taken place between Veronica Lucan and any member of an investigative committee. The reason being, there was never an investigation of these Bayside apparitions, because the church simply is terrified of what the Mother of God is saying to them.
So you're calling the Bishop of Brooklyn a liar?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that shows you what kind of people we're dealing with here, and what their feelings and sentimentalities are regarding legitimate authority in the Catholic Church.
Well, I mean, are you trying to tell me and the people out there that we should listen to Archbishop Roger Mahoney?
Yes, I am.
Perhaps you didn't understand my question. When you consider, for example, Mr. Lou Wasserman, now he is the chairman of a Universal MCA. He is the co-producer and promoter of the blasphemous film The Last Temptation of Christ. Now, how is it that the Archbishop has Mr. Wasserman sitting on his board of directors to help him raise $100 million for his diocese? I think it's shameful that a man of the cloth should be having affiliations with one who has openly professed himself in the world to be an enemy of Jesus Christ. Now, what does that tell you about the bishop? You want to obey him?
First of all, you're a master of the non sequitur.
That's a statement of truth, I mean.
The Archbishop's association with Mr. Wasserman has absolutely nothing to do with your organization.
Wait, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to be judgmental of the Jews, because I know Mr. Wasserman is a Jew, but he has openly professed himself as an enemy of the living God by promoting that dirty movie against God called The Last Temptation.
Why do you even mention Mr. Wasserman's religion?
Because the Archbishop is buddy-buddy with him, and he's helping him raise money for his diocese.
Why do you even mention Mr. Wasserman's religion?
I am referring to the fact that he promoted and produced one of the most filthiest, blasphemous productions in the history of humanity.
Which has nothing to do with his particular religion.
An open declaration of war against Jesus Christ, which has everything to do with his particular branch of the religion called the Zionist Jews. Now, their Orthodox Jews are good Jews, okay? I'm not cutting them. But he is a member of the one world religion. They're out to crucify the Son of God, and the bishop has affiliations with him, and I will actually declare over the air that unless the Archbishop of Los Angeles makes a public apology to the church and to the people for his affiliations with this man, we owe him no fidelity and no obedience whatsoever. Absolutely not.
Well, Tom, this is just delightful for me, because I didn't think I would manage to unmask this man so early on in the program.
You're listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, and we've been listening to a recorded segment of Tom Likas and also Father Gregory Coiro, representing Cardinal Mahoney of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. This was some years back now, as they were attempting to slam dunk the things of our Catholic faith. But this represents what a lot of today's clergy are doing, if not most. Don't think it did them a whole lot of good. But anyway, we would invite you to write for the free information. That'll do you a lot more good. You can send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. And when you write, don't forget to ask for our four-page color leaflet on the coming warning. On November 24, 1973, the message stated, quote, "The Father plans to awaken those who have fallen asleep in his house by a great warning." And in light of today's interview, that shouldn't be too hard to understand. That mailing address again for all the information, St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. Our website, www.smwa.org. And may Our Lady bless you.